感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
他成就我们脱离那极大的死亡。
He has saved us from that great death.
他今天仍然拯救我们。
Today he still saves us.
我们指望他将来还要救我们。
We hope that in the future he will still save us.
希望这首诗歌告诉我们，我们要对我们的主说，我来，我来。
And this hymn teaches us to say, Lord, I come, I come.
盼望早晨主继续对我们说话。
We pray that the Lord will continue to speak to us this morning.
我们先打开圣经，我们读几处的经文。
Let's open our Bible and read several passages in the Bible.
第一处是在新约圣经提摩太前书。
The first passage is found in 1 Timothy in the New Testament.
提摩太前书第四章。
1 Timothy chapter 4.
我们要读第八节到第十节。
Let's read from verse 8 to 10.
提摩太前书第四章第八节，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔，凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。这话
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8. For bodily exercise is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things.
这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的，我们劳苦努力正是为此，因我们的指望在乎那永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
Since it holds promise for the present life and also the life to come, it is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance. For it is for this we labor and strive, because we have fixed our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of believers.
第二处在希伯来书第十章。
The second part is found in Hebrews chapter 10.
早晨我们弟兄带我们读过的希伯来书第十章第十九节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19. Our brother has already led us in that passage this morning.
我们要读第十九节到第二十二节。
We will read from verse 19 to verse 22.
我先读，再请姐妹给我们翻译。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Since therefore, brethren, we have confidence to enter this holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is his flesh. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
我们再翻回到提摩太前书第一章。
Let's turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
我们读第十八、第十九两节。
Let's read verses 18 and 19.
提摩太前书第一章十九、十八节，我儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托你，叫你因此可以打那美好的仗，常存信心和无愧的良心。有人丢弃良心，就在真道上，如同船破坏了一般。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. This command I entrust to you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with the prophecy previously made concerning you, that by them you may fight the good fight, keeping faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and suffered shipwreck in regard to their faith.
请再翻到罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第八章我们多读一点，我们就从第八章第五节来开始读。
Let's start reading from verse 5 in Romans 8.
我们读到第九节。
Let's read till verse 9.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的 就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法，也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Verse 5, For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, and it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him.
我们再读第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
Verse 11. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you.
我们最后一处要读希伯来书第五章。
Finally, Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章，我们读十三、十四两节。
Hebrews chapter 5, we read verses 13 and 14.
希伯来书第五章第十三节，凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
Hebrews 5:13. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food is for the mature, who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，因为你爱我们。
Dear Lord, we thank you because you love us.
你在我们身上有那荣耀的心意。
You have a glorious desire in us.
主，早晨我们愿意再将自己全人再奉献给你。
This morning we desire to offer up our entire being to you.
主，我们仰望圣灵在我们身上，在我们心里来对我们说话。
We look upon the Spirit to speak to us in the body.
因为你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because your word is spirit and your word is life.
主，能够叫你的心意成就在我们这些蒙恩蒙爱的人身上。
So that your will can be done in us who are beloved by you.
主，我们愿意向你祷告说，主啊，我来。
We truly desire to pray to you that, Lord, we come.
愿你向我们说话。
We desire for you to speak to us.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
感谢主，在过去一段日子，能够有机会和一些弟兄姐妹一同在交通，交所到弟兄所释放的一系列信息。
I thank the Lord that I had the opportunity to fellowship with some brothers and sisters, based on some messages, released by Brother Stephen Kong.
我们年长弟兄他近年来的一个负担，就是关于属灵的操练。
Our elderly brother has this burden this year, which is spiritual exercise.
在我们学习之后，我心里头就产生了一个负担。
After our study, we have this burden in our heart.
这属灵的操练实在是我们基督徒今天所最需要的知道的一件事。
The spiritual exercise is indeed something all the Christians must learn today in this earth.
也是我们属灵生活里头非常需要的学习。
And this is also truly worthy of study in our spiritual growth.
因为我们不难发现今天在北美神的儿女当中。
Because in North America among God's children,
我们实在是有许多属灵的知识是从前弟兄姐妹们他们所没有办法听到的。
We truly have a lot of spiritual knowledge that earlier generations of Christians could not have heard about before.
但是我们不得不承认，在我们的属灵生命和我们的见证上，实在是远远赶不上前面的弟兄姐妹们。
However, we have to admit that in terms of spiritual growth and spiritual experience, we cannot surpass those earlier brothers and sisters.
就是在中国属神的儿女们中间，也是有同样的情形。
The same condition also exists among children of God in China.
我记得几年前，我有一次机会到中国去服事。
A few years ago, I had this opportunity to serve in China.
我能够遇见一些实在是爱主的弟兄姐妹们。
I had the opportunity to meet some brothers and sisters who truly love the Lord.
他们对圣经都非常的熟。
They are very familiar with the Bible.
至少我所遇见的当中，我想他们平均的水平，圣经的知识比我们还丰富。
For the ones that I've met, they have even better spiritual knowledge than us.
他们也实在是爱主，他们肯为主摆上，为主工作。
And they truly love the Lord. They're willing to sacrifice, and they really want to work for the Lord.
但是后来我们发现，在这样爱主啊熟悉圣经的弟兄姐妹身上。
However, we subsequently discovered that even for these brothers who love the Lord so much and who are so familiar with the Bible,
就在一些最基本的属灵生活上面，他们都亏欠了主。
However, they have fallen short in some very basic Christian aspects of life.
比方说不诚实。
For instance, they are not honest.
比方说说谎言。
For instance, they lie.
弟兄姐妹，我并不是说我们比他们好。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying that we're better than them.
但是我们实在看见今天属神的儿女们当中，我们这些最基本的属灵生命和生活见证，实在是赶不上我们前面的弟兄姐妹们。
However, my point is that even among the children of God, we do not surpass the earlier Christians in terms of a spiritual experience.
我们实在是亏欠了主的荣耀。
We have truly fallen short of the glory of God.
其中有一个很主要的原因。
There's a key reason behind all this.
就是我们缺乏属灵的操练。
Which is because we lack spiritual exercise.
在我们的日常生活当中，甚至在我们的工作侍奉当中。
In our daily lives, in our jobs, and in our family lives, in our service,
好好的操练这属灵的生命。
We did not truly exercise this working of the spiritual life.
其中一个结果就是我们知道的很多，但是我们活出来的确实很少。
So the result is that we truly know a lot, but we live out so little.
提摩太前书第四章，主的话告诉我们。
The Lord tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 4.
操练身体，益处还少。
For bodily exercise is only of little profit.
我们知道今天在全世界各地，许多的人都非常注重锻炼我们的身体。
We know that all over this world, a lot of people are very keen on exercising their bodies.
至少我知道，在我们当中就有不少弟兄姐妹都非常注重这个操练身体。
At least I know among brothers and sisters in our midst, there are a few of them who are really into spiritual body exercise.
圣经告诉我们，操练身体是有益处的。
The Bible tells us that bodily exercise is of some profit.
特别今天这个时代，我们大家吃的特别好。
Particularly in this generation, we have such good nutrition.
然后呢，如果我们也休息得很好。
And we also rest very well.
但是我们却没有来操练我们这个身体的话。
However, if we don't do enough bodily exercise,
我们发现我们这个身体就要出问题了。
We know that there will be problems arising in our body.
特别像我们到了中年以后的人。
Particularly, we who are in middle age.
你发现那个衣服啊，就常常得要换。
We notice that we have to change our clothes very often.
不是因为随从那个时髦。
But it's not that we're going to follow any fashion.
因为腰围就越来越粗了。
Because our waist is getting bigger and bigger.
这肥胖的问题啊，对我们健康会产生一个威胁。
And the problem of obesity has threatened our life, our health.
常常有人提到三高。
We have a high in three health indices.
血糖高，
high in blood sugar, high in
还有血压高。
Blood pressure and cholesterol.
可能在我们中间不少弟兄姐妹有这样的问题。
Maybe some brothers and sisters in our midst have these problems.
所以我们发现我们的身体是需要操练。
So we discovered that our bodies do need bodily exercise.
好像我们的身体这个肉身的生命能够健康。
So that this we can have health in our flesh.
但是主的话说，操练身体益处是少的。
But the word of the Lord says bodily exercise is only of little profit.
因为操练身体的益处只在我们今生有一点的益处。
Because bodily exercise is only profitable to this life for a little bit.
并不是不重要，是很重要的。
It is not that it is not important, it is important.
但主告诉我们，操练敬虔，凡事都有益处。
However, God tells us that exercising unto godliness is profitable for all things.
在这里的翻译，原来的翻译里头，让我们看见操练敬虔的益处呢，还是叫我们得着生命的应许。
Here the text tells us that when we exercise unto godliness, we would receive the hope for the promise for this life.
这个生命不仅是我们这个肉身的生命。
This life is not merely referring to the life in the flesh.
它更是讲到神所赐给我们的那神圣的生命。
It also talks about the divine life that God has granted us.
就是我们的属灵的生命。
Which is our spiritual life.
这个益处不仅是在今生，而且是永永远远。
So exercises unto a godliness is not just profitable for this life, but is forever and ever.
操练敬虔的意思，简单来说，就是叫我们能够像神。
To exercise unto godliness is to become like God.
并不是说我们外面能够像神，因为神是灵。
It is not that we have to be like God in the outward appearance, because God is spirit.
神是灵，所以神要我们在这属灵生命的性情上与他相似。
Because God is spirit, so in terms of this divine nature, He wants us to be like Him in the spirit.
所以操练敬虔的意思就叫我们能够活出神生命的性情。
So to be exercising unto godliness is to live out this divine nature in our lives.
叫我们的属灵生命不仅能够成长，而且能够丰盛。
So that not only would our spiritual life grow, it would also become abundant.
这是神在我们身上所要得着那基督耶稣的见证。
This is the testimony that God wants to gain from us for His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是叫这个神圣的生命在我们里面这属灵的生命能够长大，能够丰盛，能够彰显神的自己。
So this divine life in us would grow up and to manifest God Himself.
所以我们看到这属灵的操练对我们来说是何等的重要。
So we see how important this exercise unto godliness is to us.
在我们还没有得救之前。
Before we were saved,
我们在地上的生活完全是根据我们天然的人在里头来支配我们的魂生命。
The natural man would be governing and ruling the soulish life.
所以我们知道在我们魂的生命里头主要能够有我们的思想、我们的意志和我们的情感。
So we know that in our soul life we have thoughts and will and emotions.
但是我们都是根据我们天然人、我们的自己在里头来支配我们的魂。
However, it is according to our natural self that we are governing our soul.
所以我们对每一个人的认识就是根据这个人呢，他如何从他的魂生命活出来而决定的。
So we decide our knowledge of any person depending on the soul life that is lived out in him.
我们看见有些人的个性呢就比较急一点。
We see that some people is have a very quick temper.
有些人的个性呢就比较慢一点。
And some people are naturally a slow poke.
有些人呢，他的情感很丰富。
Some people are very emotional.
有些人的思想呢，很发达。
And some people are very rich in their thoughts.
他听到任何事情呢，都用他的思想分析分析。
Anytime he hears anything, he analyzes all these things in his mind.
我们并不是说快的就比慢的好，或是慢的比快的好。
We're not saying that the quick people are better than the fast, slow people, or the people who use their mind is any better than the people who don't use their minds.
这不过是我们天然人借着我们的魂生命把自己给彰显出来。
This is a mere manifestation of our soul life in the natural self.
这是我们在得救以前天然人的生活的情形。
This is our condition before we have been saved in the natural self.
我们的天然生命它不是属灵的。
Our natural life is not spiritual.
他也不能够遵守神的旨意。
And the natural self cannot obey God's will.
为了这个缘故，感谢神的恩典。
For this reason, we thank God for His grace.
他借着他的爱子耶稣基督，在十字架上成就了那永远的救赎。
He has accomplished the eternal salvation through His beloved Son, Jesus Christ.
叫我们因着相信他。
Because we believe Him by faith.
因着接受他做我们的主。
Because we receive Him as our Savior.
神不仅洗净我们一切的亏欠
，God not only cleanses all our falling short，
他赦免我们一切的罪
，He has forgiven all our sins，
他叫我们这罪人里面的灵活过来。
God also caused the spirit within us sinners to be alive again，
叫我们得着那属灵的生命
，so that we can have the spiritual life，
就得着神的生命能够住在我们的灵里头。
So that we can have this life of God in our spirit, living in our spirit.
叫我们能够成为一个属灵的人。
So that we can become a spiritual man.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
神的恩典也将圣灵亲自的赐给我们。
God only by His grace pour out His Holy Spirit in us.
圣灵就住在我们的灵里头，来带领我们过一个属灵的生活。
So the Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit that leads us to lead a holy life.
弟兄姐妹，这实在是神何等大的恩典。
This is such a great grace from God.
今天我们因着信耶稣，从神得着了永生。
Because we believe in Jesus, we have this eternal life.
这已经是超过我们所求所想。
This is already beyond what we can think of and ask for.
当我们罪人知道我们得着这永远的生命。
After we know we have this eternal life.
我们的心是何等的满足。
Our hearts are so satisfied.
但今天神在我们身上的心意还不止如此。
But God's desire in us does not maintain at this level.
他要把我们众人，把我们这些蒙恩的人都制作成像他儿子的形象。
He wants to conform all of us, the multitude, into the image of His beloved Son.
从我们这些尘土所造的人身上，能够彰显出神的荣耀。
So we who are made by in dust can manifest God's glory.
为了这个缘故，圣灵亲自的住在我们心里头。
Because of this reason, the Holy Spirit dwells personally in our hearts.
他来带领我们。
And the Holy Spirit leads us.
他来教导我们。
The Holy Spirit teaches us.
让我们能够活出一个属灵的生活。
So that we can live out the spiritual life.
让我们能够活出主耶稣基督的见证。
So that we can live out this testimony for the Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见在我们属灵生命的操练上，圣灵就成为我们的那位教练。
So we see that in our exercise unto godliness, the Holy Spirit becomes our trainer.
他要在我们的灵里头来带领我们如何过一个属灵的生活。
The Holy Spirit in our spirit will lead us into the spiritual life.
那我们能够把神的荣耀彰显出来。
So that we can manifest God's glory.
那我们应该如何来学习来操练这个属灵的生活呢？
So how do we learn to do this exercise unto godliness?
我们知道这灵在我们里头。
We know that the spirit is in us.
不像我们身体其他的器官。
It's not like other bodily functions.
像对我们这个肉身来讲。
For instance, in the flesh.
我的这个右背就比左背有力量。
I have more strength than my right arm than my left arm.
并不是生下来就是如此。
I wasn't born this way.
但是因着我是右撇子。
Because I'm right-handed.
所以我就常常使用我的右手。
I constantly use my right hand.
所以我的手就越来越有力量。
Therefore, my right hand is stronger and stronger.
这是我们身体的操练。
This is an exercise in the body.
而灵的操练跟身体是不一样的。
But the spiritual exercise differs from bodily exercise.
因为我们的灵乃是在我们的深处。
Because the spirit is in the deepest part of our heart.
是我们所看不见的。
It is something that we cannot see.
那我们如何来操练这我们的灵呢？
So how do we exercise our spirit?
我们乃是借着这灵的功用。
And we exercise through the workings of the spirit.
就像现在在我们的聚会厅。
Just like in this meeting hall.
我们知道我们的肉眼是看不见电。
Our eyes and the flesh cannot see electricity.
那我们怎么知道电的存在呢？
How do we know the existence of electricity?
我们看见电的功用。
Because we can see the workings of electricity.
我们看到这个灯泡会亮。
We see that the light bulbs light up.
我们看见冷气会凉。
We see that air conditioning is cooling things down.
所以我们能够知道，能够认识到电的存在，乃是因为电的功用。
So we understand the existence of electricity by the workings of the electricity.
所以我们看不见的灵也是如此。
So likewise, it is also the same way with the spirit that we cannot see.
我们要操练过一个属灵的生活。
We need to exercise in the spiritual sense.
我们必须要操练这灵的功用。
We have to exercise the workings of the spirit.
灵的功用简单来讲，有三个方面。
There are three big basic functions of this working of the spirit.
我们的良心。
First, our conscience.
我们灵的直觉。
The spiritual senses.
还有我们灵里的交通。
And the spiritual fellowship.
我们感谢神，在我们还没有得救之前。
We thank our God that before we were saved.
我们不能认识神。
We could not know God.
因为我们的灵是死的。
Because our spirits were dead.
我们灵是没有功用的。
Our spirit had no workings.
但是感谢主，当我们信主之后，
We thank the Lord that after we have known the Lord,
神给我们有一颗新的灵是活的。
God has given us a new spirit which is alive.
叫我们借着这个灵的功用，我们能够与神交通。
So through the workings of the spirit, we can have fellowship with God.
我们能够呼叫阿爸父。
And we can also be enabled to cry out, Abba, Father.
也借着我们的灵，我们能够从神有一个直接的认识。
And also through the spirit, we can have a direct knowledge of the Lord from God.
让我们所得着的不再只是从人所学习来的一些知识。
So we not only learn from men's teaching.
乃是这个灵的功用，叫我们能够直接从神得着一些的认识和启示。
And because of this working of the Spirit, we can gain directly from God some knowledge and revelation.
而良心的功用乃是这三样里头最基本的一样。
And the working of the conscience is the most basic of these three functions.
但是良心还有这个直觉还有这个交通的功用这三者乃是彼此的配合在一起。
However, the conscience, the spiritual intuition, and this fellowship in the Spirit are all interconnected.
叫我们灵的功用能够在我们蒙恩的人身上发生一个功效。
So that there will be some effect out of the working of the Spirit in us who have saved by grace. So that we can know God.
叫我们能够与神有交通。
So that we can have fellowship with God.
也叫我们能够根据良心的功用来过一个属灵的生活。
So that according to the working of the conscience, we can lead a spiritual life.
所以我们知道当我们基督徒一蒙恩得救之后
So we know that once a Christian is saved by grace
我们的灵就活过来了
Our spirit is revived
圣灵就住在我们灵里头
And the Holy Spirit lives in our spirit
我们良心的功用也被恢复了
And our working of the conscience is restored
叫我们能够开始过基督徒这个属灵生活
So that we can lead the spiritual life of a Christian
我就想起在我刚蒙恩的时候
I am reminded of an experience when I was first saved by grace.
我得救还不到一年。
I haven't been saved for more than a year.
我就在美国开始工作。
I started working in the U.S.
我第一个公司呢，它是要求每一周呢，你做完五天之后呢，你要写那个 time sheet， 就是时间表。
My company requires me to record my time sheets after 5 days of work.
不是只要求我，全公司都要。
So everybody has to fill out the time sheets.
所以每天呢就写八个小时，八个小时，八个小时，写五天，一天四十小，一个礼拜四十个小时。
So I would record 8 hours, 8 hours, 5 days a week, so 40 hours per week.
有一个周末呢，我们计划周末呢，我得要从家里头要做一些事情。
One weekend I had to work from home.
对，是公司工作的事。
It is some work-related issues.
那时候呢，我想到礼拜五的时候呢，我就想，那我就早一点下班。
So I thought maybe on Friday I would take off early.
因为我周末呢，我计划起码要做两个小时的时间。
Because I had planned to work at least 2 hours in the weekend.
礼拜五呢，避开那个 traffic 呢，我就提早一个小时下班。
So I thought maybe on Friday I would take off an hour early to avoid rush hour traffic.
这个是很公平的。
Isn't this very fair?
因为周末多做两个小时，我提早一个小时下班。
Because I would work 2 hours in the weekend, and so I take off early by 1 hour.
公司老板也没有问题。
The bosses have no problem with this.
就当我开车从 Memorial 要准备要接45号要回 Clear Lake 的那个转弯，在 downtown 那个地方。
So as I was on Memorial Drive and I was getting onto the 45 exit in downtown.
突然间，到里头就有一个声音。
Suddenly, there's a voice within me.
我良心里头就有一个感觉
And I have this sense in my conscience、
就是说我刚刚下班前填那个 time sheet、不准确
I did not record my time accurately in the time sheet right before I took off
对我来讲这是很特别的一件事
To me this is a very unusual thing
那我当然就开始想了
So I started thinking
我想说我这个礼拜呢其实是多做了时间
So I actually worked more than what I was required this
但是呢我还是填了40个小时
But I only wrote down 40 hours.
但很稀奇的一件事情，圣灵在我良心里面就让我看到那个礼拜五那一天呢，我填八个小时。
But amazingly, the Holy Spirit through the conscience reminded me that I recorded 8 hours that Friday.
那我当然就要解释解释。
So I need to explain a little bit.
我就开始在想，我周末要多做两个小时。
So then I thought I had to work two more hours during the weekend.
我就把那个两个小时呢，我就补一个小时到礼拜五填八个小时，这也没什么问题。
So I moved 1 hour to the 8 hour slot on Friday. What problem is there?
其实我是多做了，让我少填的那个时数。
I have worked more and I recorded fewer hours.
当我这样讲理之后
，As I was reasoning，
我良心啊就过不去。
I could not get over my conscience.
圣灵在我里头就不放过我。
The Holy Spirit would not let me go.
直到我顺服下来。
Until I submitted myself to the Holy Spirit.
我说礼拜一我就把这个时间呢，就照实的来填写。
So I said on Monday I will record my hours on Friday truthfully.
我里头就有了平安。
And then I have peace in my heart.
我就能够恢复跟神有那亲密的交通。
And my close fellowship with God is restored.
所以你们这件事情并不是告诉我们说外面我们应该怎么样做。
This experience did not tell us what we had to do on the outward.
但是感谢主，圣灵住在我们灵里头。
But we thank God that the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
他在我们这些蒙恩的人身上的生活，他来带领我们。
And the Holy Spirit leads us in our daily lives and the people who are saved by grace.
这并不是律法。
This is not the law.
也不是规条。
This is not the regulations.
而是这位活的主住在我们里面。
It is that the living Christ and the living Lord is living in us.
他来带领我们这些蒙恩的基督徒能够过一个属灵的生活。
He is leading us to lead a spiritual life.
不是道理的问题。
It is not a matter of theology.
乃是我们良心的问题。
It is a matter of the conscience.
我们这个良心在我们蒙恩得救之前，它也有一点点功用。
Before we were saved by grace, our conscience had a little bit of working.
在罗马书第二章告诉我们
Romans 2 tells us
就在还没有蒙恩的人身上呢，他们那个有是非之心做见证。
For the people who have not been saved, they have this conscience alternating accusing or else defending them.
这个是非之心啊，在我们蒙恩之前呢，就已经在我们里头。
This conscience that accused them or defend them was already in their heart before they were saved.
它会让我们知道呢，什么事情是对的，什么事情是不对的。
This conscience told us what was wrong and what was right.
那我们觉得这样是挺好的。
And we thought that was pretty good.
比如说一个小孩子，他撒了谎。
For instance, a child lied.
他可能父母亲啊，一看就知道。
And the parents would know the moment they see the child.
为什么呢
？Why？
你发现那良心在里头啊，会有一点功用。
Because you discover that the conscience is working a little bit in this child.
他可能眼睛就会眨一眨，转一转。
And maybe his eyes are winking and darting forward.
他的脸可能就开始慢慢红了。
And the face of the child is turning red.
那个是良心的功用，是是非之心的功用。
This is the working of the conscience that alternately accusing or defending the child.
但是我们知道，世人都犯了罪。
However, we know that all have sin in the world.
因着罪在我们的里头。
Because sin is in us.
这个罪会叫我们的良心啊，慢慢的失去了它敏锐的功用。
And this sin in us would gradually cause the working of the conscience to be less and less.
比如说一个人如果整天的说谎。
For instance, if a person constantly lie all day long.
到了一个地步，他良心没有感觉。
And to a certain extent that his conscience does not have a sense.
他的身体也不会有那个不平安的那个反应。
And his body does not have the reaction of these lack of peace.
因着我们还没有蒙恩之前
，because prior to our being saved by grace，
我们的灵是黑暗的
，our spirit was dark，
并没有生命的光在我们里头
，it did not have the light of life in us。
又因我们时常的犯罪
，and because we constantly sinned，
让我们的良心的感觉就越来越迟钝，越来越模糊。
So this sense of the conscience in us became blurrier and blurrier.
就好像那个满了污垢的玻璃一样。
It's like this glass that is filled with filth.
我记得从前小时候那个没在台湾没有抽油烟机的时候。
I remember when I was young in Taiwan, we did not have this smoke extracting thing in the kitchen.
那厨房的玻璃啊，就发现经过一段日子之后呢，就满那个油污，黄黄的油，还有很多的污垢在上面。
So then the windows in the kitchen after a while would have this yellow grease and filth on them.
窗户虽然在那里
，because even though the windows are there，
但你却看不到窗户外面的景象。
You cannot see anything outside of the window.
整个玻璃就满了污垢。
And the windows are full of filth.
罪人的良心也是如此。
And likewise for the conscience of the sinners.
所以渐渐的，罪人就活在黑暗的里头。
Gradually, these sinners start to live in darkness.
甚至于强盗、杀人犯，他都可以说他对得起他的良心。
To the extent that even robbers and murderers say that they can live up to their conscience.
这是我们在得救以前的良心。
This is the conscience before we were saved.
甚至有些还没有蒙恩得救的人。
Even for people who have not been saved by grace yet,
他们甚至于会说，我行事为人都对得起我的良心。
Those people could even say, I can live up to my conscience.
这些人呢，他们或许活得在人面前是蛮公义的。
Maybe these people could live in a righteous manner before the eyes of men.
但是他良心的标准是什么呢
？But what is the standard of their conscience?
当我们觉得我们对得起自己的良心
，When we think that we can live up to our conscience,
其实我们良心的标准乃是我们自己。
The standard for our conscience is us ourselves.
但是我们觉得这件事是对的，还是这件事情是错的
？Because we think this is the right thing or that is the wrong thing.
但是当我们得救之后
，But after we have been saved by grace，
感谢主，就像希伯来书第十章所说的
，Just like in Hebrews 10 it says，
我们心中的天良的亏欠已经洗去了。
our hearts were cleansed from its evil conscience.
因着主耶稣基督的宝血，把我们一切的亏欠都洗净了。
Because of the precious blood of the Lord, all of our falling shorts have been cleansed.
就我们不仅能够坦然无惧来到荣耀圣洁的神的面前。
So that we can come with confidence before the holy and righteous God.
我们良心一切的亏欠都得着洗净。
Our hearts have been cleansed from an evil conscience.
就好像那个原本满了油污的的那个玻璃呢，完全被洗得透亮。
So it's just like that window or glass that was filled with grease has been washed totally clean, squeaky clean.
我们的良心成为那清洁透明的良心。
And our conscience become this pure conscience.
就像那透明的玻璃一样。
Just like the transparent glass.
不仅如此，我们的灵也活过来。
Not only so, our spirit is alive.
主耶稣就成为我们灵里头那生命的光。
And the Lord Jesus becomes the light in our life, in the spirit.
我们这个人就脱离从前黑暗的情形。
So that we can be out of the condition of darkness.
能够进入那光明的一个光景。
So that we can get into the condition of light.
这是为了什么？
Why is this so?
就是叫我们这些蒙恩的基督徒能够行在光明中。
This enables us to walk in light.
记得良心的功用叫我们能够过一个属灵的生活，讨神的喜悦。
So that through the working of the conscience, we can live a spiritual life to gain the pleasure of God.
不仅如此，因着行在光中，我们也能够与神相交。
And not only so, because we walk in light, we can have fellowship with God.
我们对神有一个真的认识。
We have a true knowledge of God.
叫我们这属灵的生命能够渐渐成长，越来越丰盛。
So that our spiritual life would grow and grow and grow to abundance.
我们不仅在光中与神相交，我们也与众圣徒彼此相交。
Not only do we fellowship with God in light, we also fellowship with the multitudes of saints.
那姐妹，我们良心的功用对我们属灵生活是那样的重要。
So the conscience is so important in our spiritual life.
并且当我们得救之后，基督徒的良心也成为神的声音。
And after we have been saved by grace, the conscience of a Christian becomes the voice of God.
我们知道从前我们觉得良心无愧，乃是根据自己作为标准。
Before we said we could live up to our conscience, and that was all according to our own standards.
但是当我们蒙恩之后，我们良心能够无愧，乃是根据神作为我们的标准。
After we have been saved, our hearts have been cleansed from an evil spirit, and therefore it was using God as the standard.
所以神要借着我们良心的功用来带领我们过一个讨他喜悦的生活。
So God wants to use the working of the conscience to lead a life pleasing to God.
这是我们得救以后的良心。
This is the conscience after we have been saved by grace.
但是如果我们得救以后，我们基督徒不好好的能够来操练这个良心的功用。
However, after we have been saved by grace, we do not exercise the working of the conscience.
叫我们的行事为人，我们的生活呢，根据这无愧的良心来过生活的话。
So that we can walk in a manner worthy of this good conscience as a child of God.
就像提摩太前书所告诉我们的。
Just like First Timothy tells us.
他说有人丢弃良心，就在真道上如同船破坏了一般。
So some have rejected this good conscience and suffered shipwreck in regard to their faith. Timothy 1:19.
我们刚知道，在我们一蒙恩的时候，我们良心就被主的宝血洗净。
We know that the moment we've been saved by grace, our conscience has been cleansed by the Lord.
圣灵常常就在我们的良心里头来对我们说话。
The Holy Spirit speaks to us in our conscience.
来引导我们，什么是神看为对的，什么是神看为不对的。
And our conscience leads us to know what is the right in God's eye and what is wrong in God's eyes.
但是如果当圣灵降在我们良心里头来提醒我们的时候
，However, when the conscience is reminding us in the Spirit in this manner,
如果我们抗拒圣灵的感觉和声音
，If we oppose the voice of the Holy Spirit and of God.
我们渐渐的，我们良心的感觉又会像从前那沾满了油垢的玻璃一样。
Gradually, our conscience would be like that window full of grease.
虽然那生命的光仍然在我们的里面。
Even though the light of life still remains in us.
因为我们的主他应许我们，他永远不离开我们。
Because our Lord promises us that He will never forsake us.
但是我们良心因着罪的缘故，因着抗拒圣灵感动的缘故。
However, because of sin and because of our opposing the moving of the conscience through the Holy Spirit.
我们的良心的感觉越来越麻木。
And our senses of the conscience will get dumber, number and number.
越来越不敏锐。
And it would lack its sharp reactions.
我们看见在我们里面， 我们又落到那个黑暗的光景里头。
We see that within us we have fallen into darkness again.
我们不仅得罪神，我们也常常会得罪弟兄姐妹。
Not only do we offend God, we also offend brothers and sisters.
那样的基督徒呢？我们那样活在地上，就好像一艘破坏的船行在大海之中一样。
So in this manner, the Christian would be like this ship that is sailing in the ocean.
我们就看见那是非常的危险。
And it is very dangerous.
那结局也是非常的可怕。
And the end result is very horrible.
不仅叫我们属灵生命不能够彰显出来。
Not only can we not manifest the spiritual life.
我们也不能荣耀神的名。
We also cannot glorify the name of God.
我听过一个为主坐过牢的一个传道人。
I once heard the testimony of a preacher who has been imprisoned.
我们这位弟兄他实在是为主摆上许多。
Our brother has indeed made much sacrifice.
在中国为着信仰为着主的缘故他都愿意为主坐牢好几次。
Because of his faith, he has been imprisoned many times in China.
当我们看见弟兄能够有这样的见证我们实在是非常感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord for this testimony that he bore.
但是我们后来也听见当弟兄从监狱出来之后发生的事。
However, we've also heard about the other circumstances after he has been released from prison.
让我们感到非常的惊讶。
And we were surprised by those things.
这样的一位弟兄他竟然与他的妻子也是一位主里的姐妹离婚。
Such a brother like this could even have a divorce with his wife, who is also a sister.
因为他们之间不断的有冲突有争吵。
Because they have constant strife and arguments between them.
当我在想这件事情的时候
As I was thinking about this matter,
一位这样子愿意为主摆上愿意为主受苦的弟兄
this brother who was so willing to sacrifice for the Lord and to suffer for the Lord.
他为什么会和他在基督里的一位姐妹他的妻子会能够争吵到个地步呢而离婚
Why would he have a divorce with his wife who is also in the Lord?
我就想难道在他们争吵的过程当中
I was thinking that maybe in throughout all their arguments
难道圣灵在他们里头没有摸他们的良心吗
Was the Holy Spirit not touching their consciences?
圣灵在我们里头没有来光照他们吗
Did the Holy Spirit not enlighten them?
他们怎么会到个地步呢？离婚，这样子亏欠主的见证。
How would they get to such an extent that they would get a divorce and fall short of God's testimony?
弟兄姐妹，在我们夫妻生活当中也是如此。
Brothers and sisters, it is likewise in our husband-wife relationship.
或甚至于我们与弟兄姐妹的一同的相聚和配搭服事上，也常常有这样的问题。
Also, in our meetings with the brothers and sisters, as we co-work with each other in the service of the Lord, similar problems occur. As we have conflicts,
当我们有不同意见的时候,
as we have differing opinions,
我们为什么在那里争吵呢?
Why would we be arguing?
我们在那里坚持自己的看法和意见。
We insist on our own opinions and our views.
我们良心的功用在哪里?
Where is the working of our conscience?
当我们在那里彼此相争,
as we are fighting each other,
当我们在那里破坏了主身体合一的见证
as we are ruining the testimony of oneness
难道圣灵在我们里头不会摸我们的良心吗
Is the Holy Spirit not touching our conscience?
难道我们良心里面的感觉不会觉得那是错的吗
Isn't there a sense in our conscience that this is wrong?
感谢主他爱我们
We thank the Lord that he loves us
圣灵他实在是活在我们里面
The Holy Spirit truly lives in us
何等愿意在一切事上来借着良心来带领我们过一个属灵的生活。
The Holy Spirit truly desires to lead us to a spiritual life through this conscience in us.
但是许多的时候，我们蒙恩的基督徒却一次又一次的抗拒圣灵的感动。
But however, even Christians who are saved by grace oppose over and over the touching of the Holy Spirit.
我们硬着我们的颈项。
We are stiff-necked.
我们放纵我们的肉体。
We let loose the lust in our flesh.
我们随从我们自己的喜悦。
We follow our own desires.
在那里消灭圣灵的感动。
And we quench the Holy Spirit.
到了一个地步，我们就落到一个黑暗的里头。
To such an extent that we fall into darkness.
在我们的灵里头软弱。
So that we are weak in the spirit.
在我们的生活失败。
So that we fail in our lives.
在我们不能够彰显主荣耀的见证。
So that we cannot manifest the glorious testimony of the Lord.
所以我们必须要操练我们良心的功用。
Therefore, we have to exercise the working of our conscience.
让圣灵能够在我们良心里头来带领，来指正我们。
so that the Holy Spirit can remove, reprove and lead us in our lives through the conscience.
那我们如何在我们生活当中来操练我们的良心的功用呢？
So how do we exercise the working of the conscience in our daily lives?
我简单从三个方面和弟兄姐妹交通。
I want to fellowship with you from three simple aspects.
第一，我们必须要保守一个清洁无愧的良心。
First, we have to keep a pure and good conscience.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
主知道我们都是软弱的。
The Lord knows that we're all weak.
所以主借着十字架为我们成就了永远的救赎。
Therefore, the Lord accomplished for us the eternal salvation on the cross.
让我们认识主的宝血是永远有功效的。
So that we know that the precious blood of the Lord is ever efficacious.
在约翰一书第一章告诉我们。
At First John tells us.
我们若认我们的罪。
If we confess our sins,
我们的神他是信实的，是公义的。
Our God, He is faithful and just.
他必因他耶他儿子耶稣基督的宝血。
Because of the precious blood of His Son.
他赦免我们一切的罪。
He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
洗净我们一切的不义。
And He will forgive us all our sins.
前提就是我们必须要诚实认我们的罪。
However, the precondition is that we have to confess our sins.
神是公义，是信实的。
God is faithful and righteous.
他就必赦免我们。
And He will forgive us.
叫我们里头重新有平安。
So that once again we will have peace within.
叫我们的良心能够成为圣洁，成为清洁，没有亏欠的在神的面前。
So that our conscience would be blameless and pure before God.
我相信这是我们蒙恩弟兄姐妹都应该经历过的。
I know that this is something all the people who have been saved by grace have experienced.
但是盼望这不只是每一个主日早晨我们在主面前所经历的。
However, I hope that this is not the only experience that you experience before the table meeting.
盼望我们每一天生活当中我们都能够经历宝血的功效。
I hope that every day you would experience the efficacy of the precious blood.
好叫我们能够长存清洁无愧的良心活在神的面前。
So that we can maintain this pure and good conscience before God.
那有一种情形就是当我们向神认罪也靠着主的宝血得蒙洁净之后。
So there's another condition where we have confessed our sins and we have confessed our sins.
但是我们的良心呢仍旧是不平安。
However, there is still no peace in our conscience.
我们觉得好像跟神之间呢好像还有一些的拦阻。
We sense that there is some hindrance between us and God.
这主要有两种的情形。
There are two conditions.
第一种呢乃是有一位控告我们的。
Because there is an accuser.
在启示录十二章让我们看见仇敌撒旦他天天的在神的面前控告神的儿女们。
We see that in Revelation 12, there is an accuser, the devil, Satan, that accuses the brethren before God day and night.
我们知道撒旦在神面前控告我们有一部分呢是不真实的。
We know that some of his accusations before God were partly untrue.
但是我相信很多时候他的控告也是真实的。
But I also believe that some of his accusations by Satan are sometimes true.
所以因此撒旦也在我们良心里头来控告我们。
Therefore, Satan also accuses us in our conscience.
当我们得罪了神。
After we have offended God.
撒旦在良心里头控告我们。
And Satan accuses us in our conscience.
你看你这样子还像是基督徒吗？
You see, what kind of Christian are you?
撒旦为什么要控告我们呢？
Why would Satan accuse us?
他是叫我们良心有亏欠。
He wants us to have, not to have a good conscience.
叫我们灵里头因着这个控告就软弱了。
And because of this accusation, Satan lets us to be weak in the spirit.
那我们说我们已经靠着主的宝血得蒙洁净了。
And we said that we have already been cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord.
但是这撒旦控告者撒旦他不管。
However, Satan the accuser would not have any regard of these things.
他有时候就仍然在良心里头来控告我们。
Satan continues to accuse us in our conscience.
这是撒旦的诡计。
This is the wicked scheme of Satan.
他叫我们的良心软弱。
Satan wants us, our conscience to be weak.
叫我们就不能来到神的面前。
So that we cannot come before God.
叫我们在人面前也显出那软弱的光景。
So that we also manifest a condition of weakness before men.
感谢主，主的话告诉我们。
We thank the Lord because His word tells us.
主说弟兄胜过他是靠羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
Because the word of the Lord says that the brethren overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony.
所以我们如何能够胜过撒旦的控告呢？
So how can we overcome the accusations of Satan?
是靠着羔羊的血。
It is through the blood of the Lamb.
我们凭着信心来抵挡撒旦。
By faith we oppose Satan.
主的宝血在我身上是有功效的。
Because the blood of the Lord is efficacious in me.
神是信实是公义的。
God is faithful and righteous.
我照着主的话认我的罪。
I confess my sins according to the word of the Lord.
神儿子的血就洗净我一切的不义。
And the blood of the Son would cleanse me of all my unrighteousness.
叫我们能够拒绝撒旦，抵挡撒旦在我们良心里面的控告。
So that we can oppose and reject the accusations of Satan in us.
在我们认罪之后，我们良心里头还有不平安的感觉的另外一种情形。
There's another condition after we have confessed our sins, and there's still no peace in our conscience.
乃是住在我们里面的圣灵在那里提醒我们。
It is because the Holy Spirit that lives in us is reminding us.
提醒我们，虽然我们在神面前已经有了清洁无愧的良心。
The Holy Spirit is reminding us that even though before God we have this pure and good conscience.
但是我们所做的错，所犯的罪呢，也得罪了别人。
But the sins that we have committed and the falling short that we have committed have offended other people.
这是关系到我们在人面前的见证的问题。
This has some connections to the testimony before men.
所以保罗在审判他的人面前，他曾经这么说。
So Paul, before the people who were judging him, he said,
他说我在神和人面前常存那清洁无愧的心侍奉神。
I have kept this pure and good conscience when I serve God and men.
所以我们知道，当这样的情形，当我们有得罪人的事情的时候，圣灵也会在良心里头来提醒我们。
And so we know that when we offend men, the Holy Spirit reminds us inside.
圣灵要我们也向人认罪。
The Holy Spirit also wants us to confess our sins before men.
好叫我们的见证也能够在人的面前产生一个功效。
So that there's also going to be this effect of the working of this testimony.
我们都认识尼托森弟兄。
We all know about Brother Nee.
在他蒙恩得救之前，他的母亲先蒙恩得救了。
Before he was saved by grace, his mother was first saved by grace.
当尼弟兄的母亲得救之后，他很热心，就盼望在家里头有一个聚会。
After the mother of Brother Nee was saved by grace, she was very zealous and she wanted to have a meeting at her own home.
当他们在家里头要敬拜聚会的，她准备弹琴的时候
，As they were gathering to worship and she was about to play the piano,
圣灵就在这位刚刚蒙恩的姐妹心里头呢，就来摸她的良心。
The Holy Spirit touched the conscience of the sister who was just saved by grace.
叫尼弟兄的母亲呢，要去向尼弟兄认罪。
Which enabled the mother of Watchman Nee, Brother Nee, to confess her sins before Brother Nee.
我们知道尼托森弟兄的母亲刚刚得救。
We know that the mother of Brother Nee has just been saved.
她就觉得说，在中国那个时候哪有这样的事情，哪有父母亲向儿女们赔罪认错的。
And at that time in China, no parent would ever confess their sins before their children.
就算是他们的错，他们也不应该跟儿女们认错。
Even if the parent was wrong, the parents should never confess their sins before their children.
那为什么圣灵要他向他的儿子认错呢？
Why would the Holy Spirit let her to confess her sins to her
son? 这是因为在这之前，他们家里头有一个非常宝贵、非常贵重的一个花瓶被打破了。
Because earlier there was a very precious vase that was broken in their house.
因为他只有三个孩子。
She only had three children.
两个女儿呢，比较大，比较成熟。
Because the older two were girls and they were more mature.
尼托森弟兄呢是最小的男孩，又比较调皮。
And the youngest son was Brother Nee. He was the youngest and he was very naughty.
所以当母亲看见家里面这么贵重的花瓶被打破了。
So when the mother saw that this precious vase was broken,
她就直接就想说，一定是儿子打破的。
And immediately she thought it was her son who broke the vase.
就狠狠地给他处罚了一顿。
And she punished him very severely.
但如今尼弟兄的母亲得救了。
And then the mother was saved.
圣灵就在他良心里头来提醒他，告诉他。
And the Holy Spirit was reminding inside her.
要他来向他的儿子认错。
To confess her sins before her son.
但是我们感谢主，我们这位刚蒙恩的姐妹，她顺服圣灵在良心里面的感觉。
And we thank the Lord that our sister, even though she's only saved by grace, she submit to the moving of the Holy Spirit.
她就向他这位还没有得救的儿子认错。
And she confessed her sins before the son that has not yet to be saved.
这个见证就深深地打动了尼措森弟兄。
This testimony deeply stirred the heart of Brother Nee.
他就看见怎么有 谁能够改变我的母亲？
And he said that who could have changed my mother?
能够让她来向我认错？
And who could enable her to confess her sins before me?
不管她是谁，她所讲的，她所传的道，我一定要去听。
Whoever this person is, whoever is being preached about, I have to listen.
我们的弟兄就是这样子蒙恩得救。
This is how our brother was saved.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们见证的影响力。
This is how the testimony has been influencing others.
圣灵在我们良心里头也会时常的来提醒我们。
So the Holy Spirit would also remind us in our conscience.
叫我们不仅在神面前存那清洁无愧的良心。
So that not only would we keep a pure and good conscience before God.
叫我们也能够在人面前能够活出那彰显神的见证。
That before God we could also live out God's manifestation.
在二十世纪初，在威尔斯大复兴当中，被主所用的一个仆人。
In the 20th century, there was a servant that has been greatly used in this Welsh.
伊凡罗伯斯弟兄。
A revival. His name is Evan John Roberts.
他碰到人的时候，他常常会问一个问题。
Every time he encountered a man, he would ask this question.
他就问说：“你上一次向人认错是什么时候？”
He would ask, "When was the last time you confessed your sins before men?"
我不晓得今天如果我问大家这个问题
，I don't know what answer I would get if I asked you this question.
你的回答会是什么
？What your answer would be?
盼望不是说都想不起来是什么时候。
I hope that it is not that you can't even recall when the last time was.
我们弟兄乃是借着这个问题来叫我们能够测量基督徒属灵生命的情形。
Our brother, through this question, wanted to measure the true condition of our Christian.
弟兄姐妹，我们实在是必须要保守这样一颗清洁无愧的良心，在神的面前，也在人的面前。
Brothers and sisters, we have to keep this pure and good conscience before God and before men.
好叫我们的属灵生命能够继续的成长。
So that our spiritual life can continue to grow.
也叫神在我们身上能够得着他所当得的见证。
So that God can also gain the rightful testimony from us.
第二方面。我们也必须要能够知道那个我们良心的感觉和魂的感觉的不同。
Secondly, we also need to know the difference between the senses and the spirit and the senses and the soul.
我们知道，无论是良心的感觉是在我们灵里头。
We know that the senses are also in the spirit.
这魂的感觉也是在我们里面的。
And the senses from the soul is also within us.
但是有些时候我们就不是那么能够分辨。
So, however, sometimes we just cannot discern very well.
所以尽管我们蒙恩得救了。
So even though we've been saved by grace.
我们常常还会觉得说，我这样子做，我这样子说，我良心是很平安的。
And we can still say that we do this thing and we say this thing and we're at peace in our conscience.
到底那个平安是真平安，还是我们自己以为的平安
？So is that true peace, or is that the peace that you consider as peace?
我们知道，当旧约扫罗王在那里追杀大卫的时候。
We know that in the Old Testament, when King Saul was trying to kill David,
我们知道是神一次又一次的保守了大卫，免于他仇敌的手。
And we know that God has kept David safe one time over and over again from the hands of his enemy.
但是当有一次机会，大卫有机会能够杀那个扫罗的时候
，One time there was an opportunity for David to kill King Saul.
大卫并没有这样做。
David did not kill Saul.
他就用刀把那扫罗王。的衣襟呢，割下一角。
He used a knife to cut off the edge of the robe of King Saul.
若从人来看
，from the viewpoint of a human,
不管是大卫或者跟从他的人
，whether it is from the views of the David's eyes or people who follow David,
我们可能都觉得大卫已经是宽宏大量了。
We think that David has indeed been very very lenient.
他没有下手杀害扫罗王。
He did not lay his hands to kill Saul.
是那要追杀他性命的人。
The King Saul who was trying to pursue him and kill him.
他不过是割了他衣服的一角。
King David only cut off the edge of Saul's robe.
但是我们看见大卫的良心，他就自责。
However, we see that the conscience of David started to reprove him.
我们看见大卫灵里面良心的感觉是柔软的。
We see that the senses in the spirit of David is very soft.
是圣灵能够来责备他，来管教他。
So the Holy Spirit can reprove him and to teach him.
相反的，我们看见，如果是我们魂里面的感觉
，on the contrary, if it is just a sense from our soul,
是我们灵里面自己觉得。
So we feel that it should be this way in the soul.
你看见那个感觉就非常的那个刚硬。
The senses is very very hardened.
那当神差遣先知约拿去尼尼微去传讲那悔改的福音。
When God sent Jonah to Nineveh to preach the good news,
我们细节就不多说。当然，约拿不愿意去，后来还是去了。
We skip over the details. Even though Jonah initially did not want to go, he ultimately did go.
去了，他也传了。
And he went and he preached the gospel.
但是他还是不甘心尼尼微的人能够在神面前蒙恩得救。
But he was not willing for the people in Nineveh to be saved before God.
他就到了山上呢，等着看尼尼微的结局。
So he went up to the top of the hill and he waited to see the result of the people in Nineveh.
当神温柔地来问他的一个问题。
When the Lord does gently ask him this question.
神问约拿说：“你这样发怒合理吗？”
God asked Jonah, "Do you have good reason to be angry?"
兄弟们，你们记得约拿怎么回答吗
？Do you remember Jonah's response?
他说：“我发怒以至于死都合乎理。”
I have good reason to be angry, even to death.
我觉得约拿是胆子是很大。
We feel that Jonah was very bold.
他在神面前，他都敢这样子说。
He could even utter these words before God.
弟兄姐妹，那就是我们天然人，我们天然那个肉体那个己的生命，就是那样的一个情形。
Brothers and sisters, our natural self, our natural life is like this.
今天我们整天也是这个样子。
We are also like this.
我们夫妻之间，弟兄姐妹中间，总在那里讲道理。
Between husband and wife and among brothers and sisters, we are always reasoning one with another.
坚持你对，我坚持我对。
You insist that you're right, and he insists that he is right.
然后到个地步呢，我们也认为说，像约拿一样，我发怒以至于死都合乎理。
And to such an extent that we can be like Jonah, I have good reason to be angry, even to death.
所以我们看见，当我们这样子顺从我们的肉体。
And as we follow the desires of the flesh,
我们坚持我们自己。
We insist upon our own will.
就把死亡带到家庭里头。
We would bring death into the family life.
也把死亡带到聚会里头。
We would also bring death into assembly life.
所以我们看见灵的感觉乃是把生命带进来。
We know that the senses of the spirit would bring in life.
当圣灵来摸我们良心的感觉，我们若顺服了，就带进生命。
If we submit to the stirring of the Holy Spirit in our conscience, life would be ushered in.
那我们如果随从自己的意思，随从肉体的感觉的话，就把死亡带进来。
However, if we follow the desires of the flesh and the self, then we bring in death.
就像我们在主日的擘饼聚会当中。
Just like in our table meeting on the Lord's Day.
我相信不少弟兄姐妹也曾经都有圣灵在里头的感觉。
A lot of brothers and sisters will have this senses and stirring of the Holy Spirit in them.
圣灵感动我们应该把一些的感谢赞美的祷告献在神的面前。
The Holy Spirit moves us to offer up thanksgiving and praises before God.
但是我们有时候呢就在那里压制这个圣灵的感动。
However, a lot of times we're quenching the moving of the Holy Spirit.
或是呢我们就用我们的思想在那里分析。
Or we would use our mental analysis to analyze this thing.
看这个祷告跟这首诗歌配不配。
We're analyzing whether my prayer is in conformance with this hymn.
我这个祷告跟前面的弟兄姐妹能不能接得下来。
And whether my prayer, I'm analyzing whether they could continue on with other people's prayers.
我们混在那里有许多的思想在那里想法。
There's a lot of thinking and analysis in the soul.
不知不觉我们就消灭了圣灵在我们里面的感动。
And unconsciously, we are quenching the moving of the Holy Spirit.
当我们这样子消灭圣灵的感动，
As we quench the Holy Spirit in this manner,
死亡就进来了。
Death comes in.
不仅进到我们里面，
Death not only comes into us,
我们也把死亡带到聚会当中。
We also bring death into the meeting.
但当圣灵如果在我们里头感动我们的时候，
So when the Holy Spirit moves us inside,
我们如果顺服了。
If we submit to the Holy Spirit's moving,
我们不靠我们自己的魂去分析去思想。
We do not rely on the analysis and thinking of the soul.
我们就顺着圣灵的感动，我们把感谢赞美献给神。
And following the moving of the Holy Spirit, we offer up thanksgiving and praises to God.
圣灵就把生命带进来。
The Holy Spirit will bring in to life.
不仅带到我们里面。
The Holy Spirit not only bring life within us.
也就把生命带到聚会当中。
It would also bring in life within our assembly.
叫我们整个聚会都活起来。
So that our entire meeting would be enlivened.
叫神能够在儿女们敬拜当中得着他所当得的敬拜和赞美。
So that God would gain His rightful worship and praises among the worship of the brothers and sisters.
这里面或许你们会想，那有一个问题。
Now, brothers and sisters, maybe you think there's a problem here.
那我怎么知道这是我的感觉呢，还是圣灵的感动呢？
So is this really the moving of the Holy Spirit, or is it just my own sense?
弟兄姐妹，这是为什么我们需要属灵的操练。
And that is the reason why we need spiritual exercise.
我们没有一个人每一次都是绝对对的。
Not only one person can always be right all the time.
但是我们要习练的通达。
However, we have to be trained.
神是有恩典有怜悯的神。
God is merciful and righteous.
我们的心他是知道。
And our heart knows.
只要我们的心是出于爱他。
If our heart is doing something out of the love for him.
只要我们的心向着他是单纯的。
If our heart is toward him, has the simplicity and purity.
圣灵在我们里面，他就要来教导我们。
The Holy Spirit will teach us inside.
问题是我们愿不愿意来操练。
The question is whether we're willing to have this exercise.
主的话说，心窍习练的通达，就能够分辨好歹。
The word of the Lord says that their senses have been trained to discern good and evil.
所以我们良心的功用就是要在日常生活当中不断的操练。
So the working of the conscience is such that we have to continue on with this training day in and day out.
好像我们良心的功用能够越来越敏锐。
So that the working of the conscience can be sharper and sharper.
越来越清楚。
And it can be clearer and clearer.
我们就能够做神所喜悦的。
So that we can do what pleases God.
我们也能够渐渐学习如何能够做神所不喜悦的。
And gradually we will also learn to not do what does not please God.
我们能够分辨什么是出于灵，什么是出于我们的魂。
And we would also discern what is out of the spirit and what is out of our soul.
所以操练是非常重要。
Therefore, exercise is very important.
我们不单只是主日或者聚会的时候我们才来操练。
We don't just exercise on the Lord's Day.
我们在日常生活当中每天神都给我们许多的机会来操练我们这良心的功用。
Every day in our daily life, God has given plenty of opportunities for us to exercise this working of the conscience.
当夫妻之间有不同的意见、不同的看法。
When the husband and wife has differing opinions.
在弟兄姐妹在一起配搭服事当中有不同的意见、不同的看法。
When brothers and sisters, when they co-work together to serve God, they have differing views and opinions.
我们都必须要来操练这良心的功用。
We have to exercise the working of the conscience.
我们都必须要回到我们灵的里头来操练我们的属灵生命。
We all have to go into our spirit and exercise the working of the spirit.
当我们这样子渐渐的操练，
As we exercise in this manner,
我们才能够成为通达。
Then we can be well trained.
我们才能够分辨是非。
Then we can discern good and evil.
我们就能够在神的面前能够过更讨神喜悦的生活。
And before God, we can lead a life that is even more pleasing to God.
在约翰一书三章告诉我们，
1 John 3 tells us,
我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心更大，一切事没有不知道的。
In whatever our heart condemns us, for God is greater than our heart and knows all things.
他说我们的心若不责备我们，我们就可以向神坦然无惧了。
And if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God.
弟兄姐妹，这良心的功用是何等的重要。
Brothers and sisters, the working of the conscience is so important.
它实在是能够帮助我们过一个属灵的生活。
The conscience can truly assist us to lead a spiritual life.
在我们的生活一切都是跟随圣灵在灵里头的带领。
So that in everything in our daily life, we are living in accordance with the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道主回来的日子实在是近了。
We know that it is near when the Lord will come back.
盼望我们都能够在生活当中常常的来顺从圣灵的带领。
We desire that we would all follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in our daily life.
我们也能够靠着主耶稣基督的宝血，存着那清洁无愧的良心活在神的面前。
And because of the precious blood of the Lord that has been shed for us, we will all keep this pure and good conscience before God.
我们更是要殷勤的来操练这属灵的生命。
We also need to exercise the working of the spiritual life with diligence.
让我们的属灵生命能够长大，能够成熟。
So that this spiritual life would grow and be mature.
让我们在主再来的日子之前，我们能够活出一个讨神喜悦的见证。
So that before the Lord comes back again, we can live a testimony that is pleasing to the Lord.
叫我们一同的来预备迎接主的再来。
So that we can all be prepared for the coming of the Lord.
让我们一起再祷告。
Let's pray together again.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，虽然人的话语是何等的有限。
Even though the words of men are so limited.
但是感谢你已经将那保惠师圣灵赐给了我们。
However, we thank you that you've already given us the Counselor, the Holy Spirit.
住在我们灵里。
And the Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit.
要带领我们进入一切的真理。
And it would lead us into all truth.
也带领我们过一个能够荣耀你的生活。
He will also lead us to lead a glorious life.
主，我们实在是仰望你，带领我们能够在生活当中来操练我们的良心。
We also look to you to learn how to exercise our conscience in our daily lives.
主叫我们能够时刻经历那宝血的功效。
So that we can constantly experience the efficaciousness of the precious blood of the Lord.
主好叫我们能够存着清洁无愧的良心活在你的面前。
So that we can keep a pure and good conscience before you.
主感谢你的救恩是何等的全备。
We thank you for your perfect salvation.
我们在你救恩的根基上，我们实在是要欢呼，我们要赞美。
On the foundation of your salvation, we truly need to rejoice and to praise you.
愿你成就你荣耀的心意在我们每一个蒙恩的儿女们身上。
May you accomplish your glorious will in every single child that has been saved by grace.
好叫你的心得着满足。
So that your heart will be satisfied.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray.